Hello, everyone. Welcome to Fearfully and Wonderfully Me, a podcast designed to help you become the leader you are destined to be. Today's podcast episode is all on the choice conundrum. And before I go to the choice conundrum, I really like to break down what I think goes into our choices, right? I think we have to understand that before we can talk about the choice conundrum. So I have a little graphic that I share sometimes on social media of the elements that I think go into those choices that we ultimately make. So I wanted to, if you're watching the video, I want to just share the screen and share that with you. And of course, if you are not watching the video, if you're listening to the audio on the podcast, that's perfectly okay. I can share the graphic in the notes. And then also you can also, if you would rather, you can always head over to my YouTube channel and actually watch the podcast instead of listen to it, if unless you're driving, of course, or something like that. So please make sure that you don't do anything with YouTube while you're driving down the road. So I'm just sharing my screen here. And this is what I call the choice formula. And you can see at the first, if you can't see, let me describe it briefly. You can see that the first element on the far side is our thoughts, plus the second element, which is our emotions, plus the third element, which is our actions. And if you add all of those together, you get choices, right? So we talk a lot about thoughts create emotions and feelings, which helps us and, you know, which influences our actions and our behaviors. And those really are the choices that we make. So it really starts with thoughts. And I've drilled into that on a lot of different podcast episodes. But when I break choices down, choices are really a accumulation of our thoughts, our emotions, and our actions. And you put all of those together, those equal our choices. So I wanted to just share that with you because now you kind of got a foundation for where I'm coming from for the choice conundrum. So it's interesting as we drill down into that, those elements really go into our choices because I guarantee you, every single one of us have choices that we have made that have not served us well, right? And it's just human. It's just human and human nature that we have made choices in life that have not taken us in the right direction, that have not taken us in the direction of our goals, that have not served us well. And that's okay. Don't beat yourself up for that. None of us are perfect. None of us have gotten it right 100% of the time. But what I want to encourage you and help you think through is how you can make better choices in the future so that you can get to the point where the majority of your choices are serving you well, are moving you forward and taking you in the direction that you want to go to maximize your results in life. So as we think through that, I want to explain what I call the choice conundrum, because here's the thing. We as people always have freedom to make our choices, but we do not have the freedom to outrun the consequences of those choices, right? And that's where we get into poor choices have poor consequences. Great choices come with great consequences. So the thing about that is it's one of those leadership principles that we can make our choices, but we do not get to choose the consequences of those choices. And that's just like gravity. It applies to us. It applies to all of us. It's just something that we have to deal with. But here's the conundrum in that. We as people like the freedom to make our choices, but we do not like dealing with the consequences of those choices most of the time, especially the poor choices, right? And this plays out in so many different dimensions of life. For example, maybe you had a busy day at work and you didn't drink any water and you got really, you got dehydrated. And at the end of the day, you sat down or you came home from work and you realized, man, I hadn't had any water today. I'm dehydrated and now I've got a headache because I'm dehydrated. And so you take some aspirin. Right? And you take the aspirin to deal with the headache. But really, the headache is just simply a symptom of the root cause, which is that you didn't have the right choices throughout the day of drinking enough water to hydrate and care for your body. Now, that's a simple choice and consequence analogy, but it does allow you to see how a lot of times we are putting a Band-Aid over the symptoms of the choices that we make because we don't want to deal with the consequences. And so it's just human, I think. I think we all do it at some level, but we try to escape the consequences of our choices. I know this plays out in the physical dimension a lot. You know, I can remember, you know, having two bowls of ice cream, which is at least one more than I needed at times. In fact, I remember one time this friend of mine and I, Mac was out of town. And so, you know, I called her up and we were great friends and we did some social activities together, but I called her up and I said, yeah, hey, Mac's out of town. You want to go get some frozen yogurt? And so we did. We, you know, met at the frozen yogurt place and we walked in. It was the kind of frozen yogurt place where you choose your flavor or several flavors, and then you get to choose all of the toppings that you want, the sprinkles and the cookie crumbs and the Reese's pieces, crumbles and all of that, right? You just kind of go overboard with it. And then we sat outside and enjoyed every single bite. What the funny part was, is we got done with it and I said, that was dinner. And she said, we need dessert. And so we went right back into the yogurt place and got a whole nother round of frozen yogurt. Now, that is a choice that we made. And I'll tell you, I enjoyed every single bite of that second cup just as much. However, then the next day, I realized, you know, that choice did not serve me well. I definitely did not need that much sugar, that many calories. So let me go exercise a lot more. Because what am I trying to do? I'm trying to outrun literally the consequences of the choice that I made. So it's interesting when we start to examine our behaviors, a lot of times our behaviors are decisions that we're making consciously or subconsciously because we don't want to deal with the consequences of choices we made yesterday or the day before or 10 years ago. And so when you stop to think about that, it really brings the concept of being intentional with our choices to a whole new level of awareness. If you were to write down every single action that you've taken today or yesterday, how many of those behaviors were just automatic habits? How many of them were conscious choices? How many of them served you well? How many of them didn't? And then, you know, no judgment there. You're not trying to beat yourself up here, but just simply bring to the level of awareness more intentional thought to the choices and the consequences, right? The choices that you're making and the consequences that you're getting in return. Because the conundrum is that we love the freedom to make our choices, but we do not like the consequences that come with the negative choices or the poor choices or the not so great choices. So I've given a couple examples of how that can play out in the physical dimension, but think about that from a mental perspective too, or emotional perspective. And this could, I think relationships is what comes to mind immediately. If there's a relationship in your life, you know that doesn't serve you. It may not be a bad person necessarily, but they're a toxic relationship in your life. And yet you still make the choice to interact or spend a lot of time with that person. And then you feel bad. You know, maybe they're just an emotional vampire and they just, you know, just pull you down emotionally. And yet you have trouble setting a boundary on that relationship. And so you continue to spend time with that person over and over and over. But the emotional consequence of that is it's draining energy from you. Or maybe it's a relationship that you are not the best version of you with that person, right? Maybe that relationship causes you to make choices that you don't like about what you eat or what you do or where you go or what you're hanging out with, who you're hanging out with. So you think about that. This choice conundrum plays out in every dimension of life, social, emotional, physical, and of course, spiritual. So it really is thinking through, you know, if we don't value the consequences that we're getting, it's hard to do, but it's time to take a really serious look at some of the choices that we're making and say, you know what, if I want life to be differently, I'm going to have to do things differently because I cannot outrun the consequences of the choices I'm making. So if I look around at my circumstances and for whatever reason, I'm not completely 100% satisfied with those consequences and those circumstances. And I know you're not, right? And that's why you're listening to a personal growth and leadership podcast, is because you want to grow. You're not satisfied with status quo. And that's good. I'm proud of you for that. But as you look around, whatever it is that you want to change in your life, again, mentally, emotionally, or physically, or in your circumstances, your career, your job, you want to start a business, whatever it is, when you look around and you want to change something, it's tough to do, but it really comes down to taking ownership of the choices that you're making and the consequences that you're reaping in response to those choices, because that's the power, right? Is the more we can leverage intentional actions and behaviors, the more intentional our results become. And that just compounds exponentially, right? If we can get the majority of our choices right today and the majority of our choices right tomorrow, and you know, over time, that just leads to tremendous results in life in any dimension. But there again, poor choices lead to consequences that we just don't like. And I know I talk about this a lot. You know, it's Eleanor Roosevelt who said, "I am who I am today because of choices I made yesterday." And that's sometimes tough to swallow, isn't it? Because then it's looking around and going, "Ooh, this is a consequence that I'm paying for today because of choices I made yesterday." But the exciting thing is that means that who I want to be tomorrow is based on the choices that I'm making today. So choose well. Until next time.
Start increasing your influence and maximizing your potential with Rhea's audiobooks. Available at audible.com, amazon.com, and iBooks. Please visit rheastory.com to learn about Rhea's books, resources, speaking, and training programs. Thanks for listening.